Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST, and we are happy that you tuned in to join us today. And I say this every Saturday, and I'm saying it with a lot of pizzazz today, a lot of excitement. We have a wonderful in-studio guest, Michael Tompkins, who's the president and general manager of Miraval Resorts. I can barely say that without swooning, having been to Miraval Resorts. They call it life in balance, but it's really life in heaven, Michael. So welcome. Miraval, sometimes I think it's a little well-kept secret in Tucson because everybody in the world knows about it, but sometimes people in Tucson don't, which isn't that always the way. But it's a world-class award-winning resort and spa, and we'll be sharing with you all about their connections to sustainability, their commitment to sustainability, really and truly being green from the inside out and all that that means. So you really don't want to miss a word of this show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk about some news, local news. I'm pretty excited because we're going to paint bells at Ben's Bells. And for those of you that don't know about Ben's Bells, you can check out their website. But this is a story of a little boy who died very suddenly, and his mom and dad, and Jeanette especially, started Ben's Bells to be part of the healing process. It's turned into an internationally known organization. It's been filmed by all of the major TV stations, and it's about practicing random acts of kindness. And I love Ben Bells, so we're going to have a meetup with Mrs. Green. We're going to provide the cookies. We want you to provide your own milk because we don't want to turn out with those pesky water bottles. There'll be no pesky water bottles from Mrs. Green. So bring something to drink. And there's something there called the Secret Agent for Kindness Program. And anything that I do out in the community, little kids are always welcome because that's sustainable for me. And they're going to be making kindness badges. And so kids of all ages, grandmas, aunts, uncles, come on out. It's the 26th of January, right after the show. I'll be heading down there from 2 to 4. And Ben's Bells is in University Square. It's off of University. I think it's 816 West University. You can always find that out by emailing info@mrsgreensworld. Okay, lots of stuff going on already. Tis the season. Tucson Clean and Beautiful, another organization I love, is having a huge recycling event. And just looking around our house, we still haven't gotten rid of everything properly. They are going to be doing it with a lot of our partners. It cracked me up when I looked at who they were doing it with, like the Fairfax companies, like Bookman's, like Cartridge World. A lot of Mrs. Green supporters are all going to be out there. It's on the 26th also. And it's so easy and user-friendly to go to Tucson Clean and Beautiful's website. It's going to be up on my website probably by close of business today because I noticed it wasn't up there. So you can go to tcb@tucsonaz.gov and get ready to recycle. It's the 26th of February, and I think it starts about 8 o'clock in the morning. But you know me. I talk about Fairfax. I talk about Bookman's, on and on and on. And there's another cool thing that's happening that's like, I think it's going to be huge. And water is one of my favorite issues to talk about, water or the lack thereof, if we're not careful. There is going to be a water festival. And it seems like there's a week-long celebration combining the arts and education and business and schools and what I call true community. And again, information will be up on my website, www.waterfestivaltucson.org. There's lots of information. And let me just say a word about Bookman's. And I don't ever get tired of talking about a lot of Mrs. Green's partners, but my husband and I happened to go in there last Saturday again. And it is like, it's a beehive of activity. We went to the one at Grant and Campbell. You see people from every walk of life. You see little kids. You see grandparents in with their grandchildren. You see college students. You name it. It's a place to go. And they take DVDs and books on tape and magazines. You can get magazines that are about 3 days old. I think people go in there like they read a book and then they go to Bookman's because sometimes a book is on the bestseller list and you can go to Bookman's and get it. And another thing I want to comment about, Bob and Amy Sue Oldfather I had a showing of The Dark Side of Chocolate at Nurturing Nature on Tuesday night, and they walk the walk. They came out to understand just how serious fair trade is and how awful fair trade chocolate, how important it is and how awful it is, the groups that are not signing on to support fair trade like Hershey's. And I always say this is my show, so I can say whatever I want, but I don't like to bash, but I'm not buying any Hershey's chocolate this Valentine's, and there's a national alert about it, and Hershey's is not being cooperative, and I could eat 5 Hershey's Kisses without even know I had one. I loved them, and I think we can vote with our feet and not buy any Hershey's chocolate and let them know that we mean business and we don't really like that they're closing their eyes to hiring 8-year-olds, and they don't really hire them. There's a lot of slave trafficking going on. So don't buy any Hershey's chocolate this week, but go to Bookman's because they really care a lot. And Bob and Amy Sue, old father, care a lot about what's going on in the community. There's always a party going on at Bookman's. Okay, there's another fun thing coming up. It's like I have so much news, and it's called Rumba. And I always have to write down what it is because it's reused materials becoming art, and it's during the Saba Home Show, and I have been a judge at Rumba. It's all recycled art. They're looking for professional entries and for student entries. They involve the kids. You would not believe the art that comes up made out of recycled materials there. And I think I've been asked to be a judge again. I have to talk to my friend Barry Herr. But that's going to be Friday, April 8th through Sunday, April 10th at the TCC. And it's really fun. And again, TCB at TucsonAZ.gov, Tucson Clean and Beautiful, partners with other organizations in the community to make that happen. And just get ready to plan your Saturdays with wherever Mrs. Green is going, because it's a lot of fun. On the 12th of March is the Tucson Festival of Books. And talk about something Tucson can be proud of. Bill Viner and his wife decided to do a Festival of Books about 4 years ago, I believe. And after they did it, it was like the 8th largest. Well, now it's like the 3rd or 4th largest in the country. And you name the author, they're pretty much coming to Tucson. And last year, they had over 65,000 people. And Michael, I don't know if you know this, but Miraval is sponsoring Mrs. Green there for the Tucson Festival of Books. So we're pretty excited. So Miraval will be out there with me. And it is so exciting that I can't believe it. There's these people that you read about or you read their books, and all of a sudden there's literally a Twitter in the crowd, in the old sense of the word Twitter, and everybody's like, there she is, there he is. And you get to meet incredibly wonderful people. One of people that I know, like Jennifer Lee Carroll, who's actually known as Jenny, that's her writing name, Jennifer Lee Carroll, she's going to be there. So many wonderful people. I'll be moderating a panel on Saturday, so make sure you do that. And then be sure to visit my website, Mrs. Green's World, for information, everything you ever wanted to know about Green. And if you can't find it, I'll find it for you. Get ready for my contest. The next contest is coming up, and it's Who's the Greenest of Them All. It's one of the most successful contests we've ever done. So start thinking about who you're going to nominate for your person for Who's the Greenest of Them All. That's going to launch next Thursday. And our newest partner, Well Home, is going to be the sponsor of that, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about Well Home from me, Mrs. Green. So start thinking about it. When we come back, Michael Tompkins, everything you ever wanted to know about Miraval or didn't even know you wanted to know. Please stay here with me. You'll be glad you did.
790KMST.com.
This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. Thank you so much for joining me on this absolutely gorgeous Saturday here in Tucson. And if you're tuning in live streaming from somewhere around the country, all I can say is you wish you were here and you wish you were listening from Miraval. So our in-studio guest today is Michael Tompkins. He's the president and general manager of Miraval Resorts, which is a world-class, I would say first-class, award-winning spa and resort. Welcome, Michael. Thanks so much for taking time out of your Saturday to be here.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here today.
I don't want to sound gushy. I hate it when I sound gushy, but when I went to Miraval, I was gushy. It's like you drive into the gates and something happens. Like your stress is not allowed. It's almost like there's a spell, and it's not for it, but it's like, oh my gosh, it feels so peaceful here. And there's the water greeting you. So there's a whole piece of this that begins from when you are greeted by the person who gets your car. And my feeling is, having traveled quite a bit, you cannot fake that with employees. It isn't stiff. It isn't practiced. It's genuine. And I think a lot of that has to come from leadership, and you're the on-site leader. So talk to me a little bit about your hands-on philosophy and your background. You have a background of having touched a lot of different things in your life to get to be the president and general manager of Miraval. It did not just happen. So what is your philosophy, and how does that magic, how does the tone get set? Your hands-on there.
Well, I think that certainly my background as starting out as a registered nurse helped with being able to provide an environment where you could take care of people. And while I loved nursing, I was fortunate enough to transition over to a spa setting as a nursing director. And it was there that I learned about complementary medicine and all of the other things that are out there that can help heal people. Not just body aches, but it could be, you know, mind, body, and spirit, and to treat the whole person. And I went and got my massage license, and it changed the way I felt. It changed a sense. And for me, that was sort of the loop into making sure that my life was always surrounded by wonderful healers and providers that could change people's lives. And I think that my philosophy at Miraval has been to create an atmosphere where people can thrive and be who they are. One of our mainstays of our philosophy is authenticity. And, you know, a lot of people have said to me, well, how is it you went from nursing to, you know, president of a hospitality and hotel operation? And if you look at the root of the word hospitality, it's hospital. And, you know, I say that it's still the same thing that I'm doing, and that's taking care of people. And I think if we lead with our hearts and take care of people, then certainly that can translate out to our guests as well.
And one of the things that I think is why are you on this show when I'm Mrs. Green? People don't really make the leap sometimes about sustainability starts with me. And if I can't sustain myself, live life in balance, which I struggle with all the time, we are in a dot-com, texting, Facebooking, always readily available, addicted to the iPad kind of world. And you have to really start thinking, I have to start thinking that life in balance means it starts with me. It's not something that I write about and blog about. It's something that I have to try to do. So there's that sense when you go there. One of the things that I was going to mention later in the show is you can't use cell phones on the property except in one area. And I was like, yes, because nothing bothers me more than when I am trying to have life in balance, the next person is talking to me in a loud voice on the phone. And I said, if I see anybody, I'm going to out them. You can turn them in. Mm-hmm. It's like, so that's part of it. It's a peaceful, serene, and yet not uptight. How do you do that? You don't feel like you're there to, like, get well.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. The first thing, of course, is our main philosophy, which is mindfulness, which is living in the moment and being present in everything that you do. And that is not always possible in a world where you've got a cell phone and an iPad and you're a soccer mom and all of the other things that you have going on and probably a full-time job. And so to be able to turn all of that off and disconnect and just be is a real gift in this day and age. And we try to instill moments like that that can give people a space where they can breathe. And certainly when you can breathe, it opens you up to being a little bit more present in the moment. I think the second part of it happens to be the environment. Miraval is very conscious about the environment that we live in and the desert that surrounds our property. And we know that the property itself is quite special. I am oftentimes...
It really is.
You know, I'm oftentimes amazed. Like, I feel fortunate enough to go through the gates every single day and have this relaxed sense about where I'm going to. And I'm proud to say that right up the road from us is the Saddlebrook community, and we often get guests who come from Saddlebrook who say that, you know, we're a mile down the road, but they feel like they've gone to a different vacation destination.
Another world. Yeah. You definitely feel like you're just not, it's not from around here. You just went past through the gates to someplace else. I agree.
Yeah.
And the grounds themselves. So just elaborate on that a little bit, because again, I want to say it's not, it doesn't feel like a library where you have to be quiet, and yet there's a peaceful serenity and fun. That's the thing that I really didn't quite figure out there. You don't feel like you have to whisper because it's fun and it's joyous, but it's still peaceful and serene. So how'd you do that?
Well, I think the Catalina Mountains have a lot to do with that, and the fact that we're very conscious of how we interact with the environment. We realize that nature, we're living in nature every day there, and we're actually borrowing it for a short period of time. And so the wildlife is a part of the property, these magnificent views are, and the sustainable practices that we try to do every day really have made a difference. For one thing, we have very, very limited grass on property. There's actually only three small patches, so that we don't have to...
And yet it feels lush.
It
does. That's a good point that I didn't even think about. There isn't grass, much grass, but it feels lush.
For sure. What we've done is we've tried to do the best xeriscape landscaping that we can. We make sure that the drainage is proper so that when it does rain and we do get the monsoons, that things are getting properly watered and we're not having to overwater things. And it's nice that we have a culture of 300-plus employees at Miraval where we're all thinking about what we can do to, you know, keep the earth a better place for the generations that follow us.
Now, how much influence, I was so fortunate, and I want to talk a little bit about the launch of a new program, which is Dr. Wiles and Dr. Nicolai's integrative wellness program. But I got to meet Steve Case, and I said off air, I didn't act goo-goo. I was like, I'm so respectful of that man that it would have been disrespectful to even do that. But he is a man. You're in the presence of greatness when you're with him. He's done incredible things for the planet. He's done incredible things for Miraval. How much of an impact did that have in terms of the genesis of the feeling that you get when you're out there? Is that something that, you know, life in balance and mind, body, spirit, is that a corporate value that he instills or, you know, says this is the way it's going to be, guys? What's his footprint?
You know, it starts from the top, most certainly. And yes, we are owned by Revolution, which is based in Washington, D.C., and is Steve Case Companies. And he has been a leader in this area for quite some time. At Miraval itself, the new rooms that we built and the villas that we put on the property were all sustainably done. They're all made of rammed earth. And you've been out to the property and seen how beautiful they are. Rammed earth is art within itself, but the homes that are on property that are made of rammed earth won best luxury design for a hotel product in America.
And they're luxurious. You're not sacrificing. Not at all.
You know, and I think that's been one of Steve Case's missions from the beginning. Another company that he owns or part ownership is Zipcar. And, you know, why own another car in a city when you can share a car and share a vehicle with hundreds of others at any given time and only use it when you need it? And, you know, the fact that he's conscious about these things has made a difference.
Right. It really does. True leadership's inspired at you. And the other thing is, I'm always interviewing people, no matter where I am. It's just in my nature. When we had a service, my friend Cindy and I, we went and got some luxurious pedicure, and we were talking to the two people that were there that night, and they've been there forever. That speaks volumes. Almost everybody we asked had been there a minimum of 5 years, many of them 9, many of them 10. Mm-hmm. That's, in that industry, I think, somewhat different. I think it sets you apart. They loved working there. And again, you can't fake that. You can't fake authenticity. It's unless you're really good.
For sure. You know, we're actually celebrating at the end of this year our 15th anniversary here at Miraval. And I just got the list of how many employees are over 15 years. And it's somewhere around 15 people, actually. And, you know, when you think full-time staff, we have about 140. 15 of them have been there 15 years or longer.
Wow.
The 10-year or longer list is probably close to 60 people.
It speaks volumes.
It does. I'm there 4 years, and I'm still the new guy.
that's great, because we'll let him in. He's the new guy. Okay, I'd like to talk more. We'll probably have to go to break before we get finished talking about it. But let's talk a little bit about the details of sustainable design, because when I did the research, and I did this after I stayed there, you went to extraordinary measures as a building facility, making it green from the inside out, including things like the plastic lining for the closets. I don't even think sustainability when I think closets. I actually think shoes, mm-hmm. room for shoes. So you did that. You did, you know, there's some of the obvious things like solar, using the light of the day correctly so that it minimizes the use of you know, generating energy. What are some of the other things you did? Paint,
well,
for example.
There's so many things.
And
I can give you a list rather quickly. We built out of rammed earth, so we literally took the dirt that was where the right. buildings now stand and compacted it down. It was the first rammed earth buildings that I know of for a hotel product in Tucson, and the walls are 18 inches thick, and so because of that, it allows the interior of the spaces to be about 72 degrees year round.
No matter what,
without heat and air conditioning. And beyond that, the low VOC paints, the recycled carpeting that we used in there, as you said, the green guard lining of the closets. We do have solar power that heats up all of our hot water. And the list goes on and on. And, you know, we made sure that the water flow of the shower heads were less than accurate. And as you said, we positioned the building so that we got the most sun for daylight.
And high efficiency toilets. I'm obsessed talking about toilets because when I found out how much water they waste on a daily basis in this country, it was appalling to me. So high efficiency toilets, the lighting, everything, mm-hmm. you know, is to me just really sustainable. The way the porch overhangs are. I don't know what our room number is, but we wrote it down and we're going to be back staying at that same room because we had a porch and there were quail and it was just, you know, I would love to be there during monsoon. So it was really great. So it is sustainability from the inside out. And as my regular listeners know, off-gassing is a huge issue. VOC emitting from paints. If you're going to have a spa about health and wellness and then you have a high velocity, you know, volatile organic compounds in your paint, there's a disconnect. It's again back to that authenticity issue.
Absolutely.
So when we come back, I'd really like to talk about some of the actual spa services that create life in balance and also to make sure that we talk about Miraval's commitment to the community, because one of my missions is to get the word out to Tucsonans that we have this world-class, award-winning resort in our backyard, and we should be out there using it. Okay, so this is Michael Tompkins from Miraval Resorts and Spa, News Talk 790 KNST, Mrs. Green's World. Please stay here with me, and we will be right back.
Because you never know what'll happen next. Happen next. Next. News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. And joyfully joining us again is Scott Catto from Legendary World. And he is going to be talking with us about staycations.
Hello. How are you? Good to see you again. You know, one, I wanted to throw out my website because I know I always forget that and we get into our show and stuff. So I just want to let people know, go to legendaryworld.com. You can actually sign up for our e-newsletter there. We've got some great things every week. And we'll kind of segue right into this. But one of the things we do, a lot of people don't know, is we do these amazing hotel programs all over the world. And we come on the show here and we talk about the cool stuff we do in Arizona and California. But I just wanted to, we've got two great new hotels that are now part of our program. One, you know, we've talked about before, not on the show, but Mrs. Green and I's Enchantment Resort. And the Miamo Spa, which is just amazing. It's in Sedona.
I'd be happy to go check it out for trade.
Check it out for me.
No problem. I will do an on-site review. Just tell me the dates.
Well, it's just a beautiful getaway to Sedona.
It's like heaven just from the website.
Oh, and the community of Sedona, just to be able to get up there and get away. It's an easy car drive from Tucson. You know, we have a lot of clients here that like to just pop up there and stuff. But,
and it's in Arizona. I love that. Support our state. We need it.
It's beautiful. Have you been to Sedona?
Many times.
Oh, it's just so peaceful. I mean, that's, you know, it's a very secluded. I mean, it just, I don't know what it does, but it takes you out of the world.
Well, it's
and,
about all those vortices. You know, what can I say? Let's not even get started there.
Okay, we won't go there. But it's one of the hotels in our program. We have, again, the daily breakfast that's included in your rate. Plus, we also have a $50 credit that you can use towards the spa or the dining and stuff like that. So it's just a great green getaway.
So, like, you might never have to leave the property. I love those kind of staycations where you park the car and then you stay.
And another one in our program, and we're actually, it's the Hotel Andra in Seattle. And it's right downtown Seattle and an amazing boutique hotel right in the center of activity, but, again, very calm, very peaceful. We also have breakfast daily here and welcome bottle of wine. But the other thing with this one is we're actually featuring this hotel in our Washington State wine tour we're doing with Jonathan and Colette from The Cork. So it's a great hotel.
And once again, if you need any press coverage there, media blasts, I am here to serve the community. I did find out from a very new, wonderful, exciting partner of ours, Miraval, that trending in the United States in general are drives, drive vacations, and short flight stays. So it's really trending. People are staying closer to home. And those are two examples. They're perfect examples of going either on a drive. The drive to Sedona is beautiful. And then this trip to Seattle, you can get non-stop flights, which I really like.
Yeah, it's about three hours.
Scott Caddo, Legendary World, talking about staycations. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for inviting me on the next two trips. Have a great day. How perfect it is that Scott got to talk about staycations when we have, as our in-studio guest today, Michael Tompkins, who is the president and general manager of Miraval Resorts. And I mean resorts because you have other hats that you wear. I just didn't know that until today. So let's talk a little bit about trending, because that is true. Trending, when the great correction, as I call it, or the great disruption, or whatever you want to call it, I'm happy now, happened. People didn't fly as far. They didn't come to, you know, across the country, but increase from Phoenix and areas closer to Miraval. Is that?
That's absolutely correct. We
wonderful.
Yeah, we're seeing our fastest growing markets from Tucson and Phoenix, actually.
I love that.
And one of the nicest things is Miraval always runs a special for local Arizona residents. In fact, we have a Valentine's Day special going on right now. Last I saw yesterday, there were five couples in house from Tucson. And to see that is really heartwarming, to know that, you know, we're a vacation right out your back door.
And you don't have to go through security. You just can get in your car and drive there. And like I said, I love vacations where you can just literally stay. So I can't think of a more heavenly way to spend Valentine's, except that I'm on my way to Greer. That's not bad either. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the spa services. And off air, we were talking about, I went out there when you launched the Dr. Weil and it's Kevin Nicolai, correct?
Jim Nicolai.
The integrative wellness program. And what I said is, I'm too busy to go to the doctor for wellness. I mean, if I'm sick, which I rarely am, knock on wood, I will. But did you have a checkup? Like, who has time for checkups? So will you talk a little bit about that program, which I think is brilliant?
Sure. The Integrated Wellness Center at Miraval combines all the aspects of mind, body, and spirit. So not only is it a physician consult, but it also could be seeing an exercise physiologist, seeing a nutritionist if you need help with your food plan, or seeing a wellness counselor who can maybe help with sleep or stress reduction. One of the things that I think is so valuable about the program is the minimal amount of time that you spend with a physician is 1 hour. And, you know, when you think in this day and age in healthcare, how many people get to spend an hour with their physician actually talking about their own health.
Like 1 hour face-to-face with a doctor?
Yeah,
really?
Exactly. I think I just read an insurance study that said the average person gets to spend less than 7 minutes with a nurse practitioner or their physician.
I was going to say 5. So that's good. It's a stretch, 7 minutes. You get an hour with an MD.
An hour with
an
MD.
Who has a concept of mind, body, spirit, not just a medical mindset, which matters to me.
Correct. They're looking at you as a whole person, everything about you, what drives you, what makes you happy, what are the stressors in your life, and then try to help guide you in a way that can lead you to have a better, healthy lifestyle.
And one of the things that I don't think people realize, and I know because I'm one of them, is there's such a thing as happy stress. Like, my life is really full. And it's not things I'm not liking to do, but it's just a little bit too much sometimes. So I've been getting some migraines. Well, that's a big trigger to say, yes, you love everything you're doing, but you have to get off the treadmill once in a while so you don't, like, just fall down and die and become Forrest Gump walking down the street. So there's a whole balance piece of this that I think is really important. It doesn't mean you're miserable. And the reason I can't sleep isn't because I'm dreading my life. It's because I'm loving my life, and sleep is for sissies.
And
you give tools.
We do. We give tools at Miraval to help trigger those moments that to say, okay, I'm overwhelmed.
I'm in the danger zone.
And, you know, many times, because like you, I'm a very busy working professional.
But there's a lot to do.
You know, and I love my job, and I love the people that I work with. So anytime that I can have the opportunity to get out and speak about the wonderful healers that we have up at Miraval, I'm going to take the opportunity, because every time we can connect with somebody, it can help change someone's lives and life. And so, you know, that's very important to Miraval as a mission.
And I think it's also important to know that another thing that surprised me is there are lots of free classes. It's not like you have to pay. First of all, there's no tipping. And I mean, there is no tipping, which if you go to some other places, the tipping, you have to add several hundred more dollars on the bill, because every time you get your car, every time you do this or that, the guy who brought us ice, I said, oh, come on, you can take it. He goes, we do not accept gratuities. Like, it wasn't funny. No, he wasn't mean, but it's like, no, we're not tipping. We don't do it on the sly. Not happening here.
Yes, we're an all-inclusive experience. On any given day, there's probably almost 150 things that you can choose from to do at Miraval. And, you know, we have about 385 different programs, activities, health lectures that we can put on the schedule at any time. And when you think about the breadth of that, in terms of an educational experience around health and wellness, it's really a gift not only for those who get to come through Miraval's gates, but for all of Tucson to know that we have these type of providers here in our own city and close to us, where we can get a world-class experience and learn about ourselves and others and the relationships that we're in.
And I want to highlight that, because Tucson is just absolutely so, what I call culturally and professionally and all of those, so rich. We have lots of internationally and nationally recognized, you know, superstars, and a lot of times we have no idea. They're famous everywhere else and their name is golden, but they live like three houses down and we don't know about it. Give us a couple of examples, just a couple of examples, of the kind of workshops that you can sign up for. And I'd also like to know, and I never asked you this, what are some of the most popular? What do people really like to sign up for and get filled up right away? Cooking class, I know that's one of them. Anything that was cooking was filled up before I got there.
Absolutely. The cooking classes by far, every day at noon, are one of the most popular. In addition, we have classes in exercise, hiking, biking, all kinds of different spa experiences that you can do. We've got about 75 fitness classes a week that range from Zumba to stretch classes, yoga, meditation. We also have sexuality classes, and I would say that they're some of the most popular because they actually are funny.
Awesome.
And I think they catch people off guard because, you know, it's a topic that is not easily broached with people. And
So
we're very fortunate to have a provider, Evelyn Resch, who...
I've heard about her, and she is a riot.
She's
legend.
Hysterical.
She's a legend.
For sure. And so, you know, those are the programs I think that stick out in my mind. But certainly you can't not think about Miraval without thinking about our world-renowned spa and the providers that we have in there. This year we won 17 national awards for our spa, and the providers that are in there are really different than other spas. And, you know, I'd like to go in and talk to you a little bit more about the different types of services that we have in the spa, because they are different than where you'll get anywhere else, for sure.
And I'd like to talk about that too. We have to take another break, which is always so annoying to me. The cat gives me the signal that we have to do this. And notice anybody, we will take questions for Michael. Shame on me. 520-880-5678. If you have questions for us, this is a talk show after all, and I want to put that out there, but I get so wrapped up in what's going on. And I want to talk about the service that I got, which I think is one of it's the few places in the United States that offers that kind of massage, and I still don't know how to say the word. I think it's Ayurvedic.
Ayurvedic.
And I had that massage, and I just, the interesting thing for she who loves to talk, I didn't want to say a word. I was so totally relaxed and experiencing that world that I went into that I will never forget it. Okay, so we're wrapped up here with what's happening at Miraval. News Talk 790 KNST. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. Stay here with us, because we have more exciting things to share about the spa services and about what Miraval does to be an active member of our community. Stay here with me.
News Talk 790 KNST.
Here we go. Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST, having fun on and off the air always. Sometimes I wish we could record the off-air conversations because they are hopefully as exciting to me as they are to my guests that I'm having the off-air conversation with. So joining me today is Michael Tompkins, who is the president and general manager of Miraval Resort Spa, Heavenly Experience, Life in Balance, on and on and on. I could just go on and on and on. And you know what? I was thinking, thank goodness that I got to go there once before you were on, and we're coming back, believe me.
I hope so.
And I, off air, we talked a little bit about the demographic of who comes, and it surprised me. First of all, what surprised me are the number of men that I saw. I'm not sure we're bringing Mr. Green out there anytime soon, and I know he's listening, but it's a work, and you know, it's just different. I mean, I said you could come there and sit on the porch and be happy and walk around the grounds and watch the birds and go out and look at the mountains, but more men are coming.
I think we have more men because we do a lot of adventure-based programming. So we have high ropes challenge courses and the mountain biking and the hiking. Men seem to love that. But in addition, on the property, we have another venture that Steve Case owns as a business called Exclusive Resorts. And those guests tend to come as couples. So you do see more men at Miraval than you do at most spas.
And there were a lot of young people. Like, I know there were young singles because I could see the way they were acting, and I'm not old and dead. I'm just old. So it's like they were having a lot of fun at the pool. So young people come and stay at Miraval?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that surprised me when I first came to Miraval, because I've been in the spa industry now for over 15 years. And Miraval's demographic is a little bit younger, certainly. And, you know, some people can afford to come to Miraval anytime they want, and then you have others like young kids that are under 30 years old who save an entire year to make a three-day vacation at Miraval their one vacation experience.
And I get why. And I so get why. It's just absolutely that great, and I mean it. And then those, I want to do this, is like those pomegranate cosmos or whatever they were. Like, it's not, that's another thing about, you know, we never even got to talk about the whole kitchen experience, but it is really significant to me that it was a mix. The demographic to me was extremely mixed, and more and more and more and more men are liking to get massages and pedicures and manicures. They're finding out how good it feels,
and they're finding that, you know, our food experience is unsurpassed. You know, it's gourmet cuisine, but it's done in a healthy way. And so, you know, when you get food that tastes great and is good for you, it certainly makes for a great vacation experience.
And they serve chocolate chip cookies in the afternoon. I think that's really important because that's my happy place. It's like, oh, chocolate chip cookies. Cindy and I were right there. We were saying, oh, they're going to have chocolate chip cookies. That's great. Okay, so some of the spa experiences. We talked about the one I had, which was a massage with it wasn't hot stones. It wasn't a hot stone massage. It was the Ayurvedic oils.
It's a hot oil.
The hot oils. And I couldn't really even explain it. So
I think that the difference between Miraval and other spas is that we encourage our employees that work in the spa, our massage therapists and body treatment professionals, to do what they love to do most. And so they can create their own experience. If you go to a typical spa, day spa, or another destination spa even, they give a training to their staff so that if they have 70 massage therapists, every single massage therapist is giving the massage in the same exact way. They're starting the service in the same way, and they're ending it in the same way. We don't do that at Miraval.
Like McDonald's.
We encourage the individuality. And because, you know, the therapists get to, you know, do as they'd like in a treatment and make it their own, we've gotten some of the most creative services out there in the market. Things like Spirit Flight, which is a fusion service that combines massage and acupuncture and Reiki. Shunya Sound Ceremony, which is a Thai massage that they actually play Tibetan bowls and gongs and tuning forks on your body. And a new
I'm
one
putting that,
that
on my list.
A new one that we just demoed and is put on our menu now called Taze Sensorium. And, you know, the best way I can describe that is a sonic odyssey. When I had talked earlier about when I was a massage therapist and it changed the way I felt, I had never in all of my life been changed physically from sound. And this is a massage table that vibrates healing vibrations through your body as you're on it. And I actually became the wave. So I felt like my body actually transitioned into something else. And it was the first time I had had that just from a sound experience on
and
its
own.
And
how long did that last?
It lasted about an hour and a half after the treatment.
And how long did it feel like it was?
During the service and after, probably for an hour and a half. But the thing that, you know, directly affecting you, but all of those services last for about a day or two in terms of keeping your stress levels down. So that's why even if you can't come to Miraval, it's very important to go to a spa and get a massage and get that stress reduced so that you, you know, can walk around more mindful.
It'd be wonderful if we could shift our medical paradigm to prevention and therefore see the results in dollars and cents for how much it would save in costs for medical care because we took care of ourselves in the first place. And there's research. That's not any woo out there concept that Mrs. Green came up with. There's hardcore data to support if people take care of themselves, they're healthier and happier, and it's all good.
And you know, the thing that I love about spa, having come from a traditional Western medicine background, is that the spa is actually leading the preventative medicine movement in this country. And so I'm very proud to be a part of this industry.
It makes me really, really, really happy to hear that too. And I think it's the world will be a better place if we keep doing that. I really do take care of myself in that I get a massage once a month, maybe moving towards twice a month, but it's something that I look forward to. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about, I want to talk about the horse program too, because animal equine therapy is part of my background, and I know it works magic with the most severe at-risk youth. Mm-hmm. It works with autistic children, miracles. We have Trot out on the east side that you see these little kids that it works miracles when nothing else works. Tell me about that. That's one of your most famous programs.
It is. Our Miraval Equine Experience is certainly world-renowned at this point. And I think everybody who goes through that experience changes. It was the second most profound experience in my life. I know that when you get in the ring with the horse, and a horse is an animal of prey, and so because of that, they need to be able to read your energy to know whether or not to run. And so they can read your energy. And, you know, you can't there's no ego around a horse. You can't fake it.
You can't fake it. It just is.
And to see that impact and learn it firsthand in a two-hour experience, toward the end, you're in a round pen with a horse, and you're actually telling the horse what to do without speaking to it, but just by using your body language. And you can have it run or turn around and trot or stop or walk and without ever saying a word. It's sort of like a horse whisperer thing, but
And that movie really did open people's eyes about it, that it's not some woo-woo whacked out. I mean, if you have Robert Redford helping you here, you know it's if you're me, you know that's exactly right. That's the truth.
And at Miraval, we're very fortunate to have Wyatt Webb, who is one of the leaders in certainly in equine therapy.
Right, in the world.
In the world.
And people come for that. And especially I can imagine if you're in New York City and you've maybe seen a horse in Central Park and then come out and get to be in a pen with one. They're scary animals if you're scared. And I've done that therapy in another environment. And it works. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a magic about it that is just absolutely fantastic. Okay, so let's talk about, Miraval really does support community programs. One of the probably most needed ones, in my opinion, because of my Mrs. Green radar, is the Adopt a Road program. And you really do it. So tell us about how you give back. Besides making the most wonderful experience for anybody who goes there.
There are so many ways that we give back to the community that, you know, I could ramble off a few, but yes, we are part of the Adopt a Highway program here in Arizona, and quarterly me and my team will pick up the garbage on the side of the road. And I can't say that there's no better feeling than driving past where you just picked up all the garbage and seeing how beautiful the highway is, especially with the Catalina Mountains in the back.
And you do it out by your on the way to your to the property?
Yes, our road is Lago del Oro out there.
Okay.
So that helps. We also, just in some of the green things that we do, because the show is green, we donate all of our spa and Terry spa that's outdated, as well as any of the room amenities, the shampoos, the conditioners that aren't fully used, to the Primavera House.
Primavera, oh my gosh, awesome.
Catalina Services. We also donate to the Catalina Battered Women's Shelter out there. Our eyewear that we have, the used eyewear or any eyewear that we find on property that is not claimed goes to the Lions Club, All of our blankets and sheets are donated to the Veterans Administration and the animal shelters around Tucson. All unclaimed lost and found goes also to support the Primavera House. And then we've done runs or sponsored some of our staff.
You're sponsoring the Women's Wellness at La Encantada.
We're sponsoring the Women's Wellness at La Encantada, which is a great thing. And this year we're partnering with the Angel Charity of Tucson to certainly help more children in Tucson as best we can. But a number of other things that we've done just this year alone, Special Olympics of Arizona, the Rally for the Cure for Breast Cancer, Friends of Saguaro National Park, Boys and Girls Club, American Heart Association, and two things that I think is better than anything. We are the summer home, that I call it, of the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. So we have members of the TSO come out in the summer months to perform for our guests. And we also have an artist program where the artists come and they donate a painting to benefit the TSO. And so the TSO this year will raffle off a number of paintings that were done by world-renowned artists at Miraval to benefit the TSO.
Now, is that open to the community or is that just for the guests?
It will be open to the community.
Okay,
yes.
So you'll be hearing about that on Mrs. Green. And one of the other things you do that's wonderful, if I don't mind saying so myself, is your support of the mission and vision of Mrs. Green's World.
Absolutely.
Because we're having a really wonderful time changing the planet one person at a time. It's been great. The time flew. I love to talk about Miraval. I hope people are excited. They also can check you out at miravalresorts.com. and find everything out. It's a wonderful experience. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Mrs. Green's World, News Talk 790 KNST. And to you, my listeners, make it a great green weekend. Pick up a copy of the New Southwest. And remember, support your local businesses for every choice that you possibly can. Thanks so much for staying here with me and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST, all about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreensWorld.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green's World on News Talk 790 KNST.